A couple years ago, Alexis Petty had a question. What do we remember about spaces? The molding on the wall of a childhood bedroom, the way a kitchen door swung into the living room. How do these memories get deposited in spaces, and what can we do to bring them out again? Fortunately, she was well equipped to answer this question. She was finishing her thesis at California College of the Arts in San Francisco. This is the story of one space she entered and transformed.
I was always drawing floor plans when I was little. Like I was always imagining what my house would be like and creating places. How I choose to study people and place is through architecture. My name is Alexis Petty, and I am an artist and a designer working between the fields of graphic design, architecture, and art.
My name is Barbara Mendelson. Alexis is my goddaughter. When she first came to me about this project, it sort of took my breath away. She wanted to understand from me what was an important place that generated an emotion.
I sent out a questionnaire to all my friends and family, asking them to photograph their most favorite object that they have in their house and then tell me a story about it. And so I decided to interview my godmother because she had sent back a photograph of a portrait of her mother.
I had a complicated relationship with my mother.
And I wanted to talk with her more about the portrait since I was finding how each story and each place kept getting tied back to another person.
She wanted to do a projection of the space that was most important to me in my mother's apartment, and that was looking out over Manhattan from her window. She was on the 34th floor in the Upper East Side, and she said to me, what was in that room? Where was it? I said, it was the dining room. She said, well, what was actually there? I described the table, I described the chairs, and I said, and there was a photograph in the corner on the windowsill that is a big, big part of my relationship with my mom, because it was a photograph of my mom that she had taken by a friend after she had a mastectomy. And my mom was not an exhibitionist, and she was always very much covered up in layers and layers and layers of things, drapey kinds of things. But she was naked from the waist up in a pair of tights with this scar.
She asked me if I had ever seen this photograph of her mother. And I said, no, I'd really love to see it. And so Barbara ran upstairs, and was gone for a long time. And so I think I went upstairs, and Barbara was almost like frantic because she couldn't find this photograph.
And I searched, and I could not find it.
So instead, we started talking about the memory of the photograph. And so I had the idea to paint the corner window for Barbara in her house, since it was this aspect of Betty and Betty's apartment and her personality in New York City that grounded Barbara's memories of her mother.
I did a lot of hanging out at my mom's apartment. There were hours upon hours upon hours lying on the couch looking out that window. Hanging. I have never lived with her, but I have visited her at least twice a year, if not more, often, and for extended periods of time, especially when the kids were really little, and we would spend, 3 weeks at Christmas time, or 3 weeks in the summer, lots of time. So no, I never lived there, but I had a lot of feelings there.
Through Barbara trying to find the photograph, she found two photographs that she took when she went to move. Betty moved back to San Francisco to move into a home here for the last years of her life. And so it was when Barbara went back to New York City to move Betty's belongings out of her apartment. One of the last things Barbara did in that apartment was take a photograph of the view outside of the corner window. So she took one at sunrise and one at sunset.
Can you tell me more about where this installation was, like what it was before and then kind of what it became?
Yeah, I will take you down to show you, actually.
Yeah, I could have had Alexis do this thing anywhere up here. But, and we talked about maybe doing it there, but I don't know. You know, I didn't know it was going to be such a big deal for all of us. It's a big deal for her.
These shades of gray outline of a window, what appears to be a window frame, there's nothing. There's just a bunch of lines that really, unless you're me, it's really, you would walk down and think, you wouldn't notice it.
So then I actually projected the photographs of the view of from the window onto the painting of the window frames, which pushed this investigation to another level. Like, just the reality of it for Barbara was just like, she felt transformed or transplaced, or that's totally the wrong word, but
transported
to her mother's apartment in New York City, like through what I felt was a simple wall painting and projection.
I mean, it's crazy weird. There's nothing down here, but when I walk down here, I see Manhattan.
Alexis Petty is co-director of the Studios and Gallery at the Carville Annex. You can learn more about the creation of the Carville Annex at carvilleannex.com. Don't go away. Next up, the space creates you.